Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting third, the first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Freehan to Lump and they have Charles trapped. The throw over to Cash, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Nosek reaches second base with a double. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball four. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Nosek moves to third. Roof moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nosek scores. Roof scores. Nash moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. Repose strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sparman now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nosek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler takes first base on ball four. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma bunts towards first. Repose scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparma for the out. Euler moves to second. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roof strikes out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 0 in the game. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-2 in the game. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Horton reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Euler strikes out. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Charles steals second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Joe Nasek. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is walked intentionally. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup throws the ball into Euler who tags Roof trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Charles scores. Gosger moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripos hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Ray Euler. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ripos scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Wes Stock now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ripos juggles the ball. That's an error on Ripos. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash is hit by the pitch. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gates Brown now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Johnny Padres now pitching. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Will Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Northrup hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-4 in the game. Repose bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Hershberger scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Guido Grilli now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.